Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Daily Tap. How are we all doing? It is June 8th. Excited to talk to you guys. It is a great Friday. Sunny outside here in the beautiful city of Milwaukee. We have a Stanley Cup winner in the Washington Capitals. I'm pretty sure they're still out getting lit in Vegas. It's about 4:51 in Vegas at this point as we tape this podcast. We had Kids See Ghosts live stream that I missed, which, and I read the reactions about it. It's the Kanye and Cudi collabo, and apparently it's awesome. I'm so jealous that I didn't get the live stream. I went to bed pretty early last night. I actually tried to tape this podcast, and I sounded just dead. And I'm like, you know what? I'll sacrifice being late to the gym this morning to tape it when I have like a cup of coffee and a little more energy. So this is why you're getting me in the morning. Excited to talk to you guys. We're going to talk about Kevin Love possibly being an option for Milwaukee based on some comments made by Jalen Rose, I think are very interesting. I can't believe that we're the first Milwaukee-based something to cover it. Not a topic on Sports Radio yesterday. I don't believe it'll probably be one today. So I'm glad that we are. That's why you follow Snowtap WI, because we do go in depth. We do listen to national stuff and bring it back to the local vibe. And that is also why you listen to our podcast, Snowtap WI, Facebook, you know, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher. We are the alternative source for Milwaukee sports. I don't know if there is a Milwaukee outlet that'll give you everything. Sure, there are guys who give you the Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, the Bucks, Marquette, but we are the only one-stop shop. And you guys just that's why Snowtap, I love it, and why I keep doing it every day. So let's talk a little bit about why I think Kevin Love could be a member of the Milwaukee Bucks next year. First of all, I think Kevin Love obviously fits the Bucks. I think every Bucks fan who watches Kevin Love and has seen Kevin Love do some things against Milwaukee knows that Kevin Love is a perfect complement with Giannis and Chris Middleton. He is a stretch four. He's a guy who can get rebounds. He's a great passer. I mean, the fact of the matter is that Love and Giannis combined passing would be amazing. I mean, yes, the Bucks would need to get a couple more shooters. Love could also be one of those shooters hanging out in the corner, and he definitely needs a change of scenery. Jalen Rose on Bill Simmons' podcast. First of all, if you don't listen to Jalen and Bill, you got to. If you're an NBA fan, it is a supreme podcast. Jalen knows so much. Like, you can say what you will about ESPN or say criticize his Get Up show, but Jalen Rose is as smart and as knowledgeable as anyone that's doing it in the NBA. More so than Woj, he is just so dialed in with the players, with the agents, with just people on the inside. So that is why we pay attention to those sort of things. So he said he thinks Kevin Love needs a change of scenery. That's not the thing that brings up Milwaukee. But I do think that Kevin Love would look at, you know, opportunities and say, yeah, Milwaukee makes a lot of sense for me. I could definitely flourish here in Milwaukee. Now, I don't know if Cleveland would be so willing to bring Love to Milwaukee just because they gave Kyrie to Boston, and that was basically, you know, a springboard for Boston's success in the East where Cleveland is. Now, this is all based on LeBron potentially staying. I don't know if it works if LeBron leaves. But the thing about that caught my ear with Rose was he mentioned how the Cavalier, or how LeBron was absolutely furious they didn't get Eric Bledsoe. He basically mispracticed the next day when they did not get Eric Bledsoe in the summertime, or like the heading into the season, that they wanted Eric Bledsoe. I think the deal that was going to be put in place was that Kyrie was going to get sent to Phoenix, and that Eric Bledsoe was going to come in a deal with a few others. Eric Bledsoe and LeBron James have a deep relationship. They are represented by the same sports agent, Rich Paul. They work out in the summertime. I should say sports management, but regardless, they are basically very close. He is inside that inner Braun circle. Braun can that costs him sometimes. I mean, look, he got Tristan Thompson $84 million, only to have Tristan Thompson bitch the media that this would be a different series with Kyrie Irving. First of all, you think? But second of all, LeBron, as Bill Simmons noted, he's a bad talent evaluator. I can't wait till LeBron owns a team and it's just absolutely terrible, because this guy just has no idea how to evaluate talent. He, for whatever reason, he just does not pick them well. And that's fine. That's his only flaw. I mean, everyone has a flaw. No one is perfect, even LeBron James. That said, if LeBron James stays in Cleveland, which is what Rose thought would happen, Rose thinks he's going to stay in Cleveland just because that, you know, it's like LeBron, he said he didn't think LeBron wanted to do the mercenary thing. He didn't think LeBron needs to go other places to chase rings because he can do it here. I think they need a new coach. I think they need, you know, different talent around him. I think LeBron needs to work hard, but if it's the same old LeBron and he's stuck in his ways, he's going to try to make a power move to get Eric Bledsoe to Cleveland. And I'm sort of convincing myself of that. I'm convincing myself that there could be a deal on the table that involves Kevin Love heading to Milwaukee and Eric Bledsoe going to Cleveland. And there obviously would be other pieces involved. I don't think the Bucks would, you know, I don't know what the package looks like. I don't know if the Bucks would have to give up John Henson. I don't know if they would have to give Matthew Dellavedova back to Cleveland as bring back two LeBron guys. But we would have to see what would really be there. I don't know if they wouldn't necessarily go after. I don't think Love Bledsoe is a fair trade straight up. And you rarely see straight up trades in the NBA either. Let's just be honest. So I'll let Consultant Murph work the trade machine out, and I'm sure he'll have a new trade. Consultant Eric, if he lists, he doesn't really listen. He's an asshole like that. He just tweets at me. But if he did listen, you know, he can get his trade machine going too. I do think it's a possibility. I don't think if LeBron stays in Cleveland, that is the big disclaimer. If he stays in Cleveland, this is on the table. I 100% believe that. That said, LeBron has options. I mean, LeBron has Houston available. LeBron has Philadelphia available because they fired Brian Colangelo and they got rid of the Colangelo family, who basically were going to be the blockage to LeBron going there. I don't think it's smart for LeBron to go to Philadelphia, but that's a podcast for another time. We can do the whole LeBron roulette wheel at the end of the month. I can't wait till we have topics in Milwaukee like, could LeBron come to Milwaukee? And, I mean, fine. But that's just, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. It's not going to happen, guys. I mean, you got to look at contracts. You got to look at that. I'd actually hate that. I want Giannis to be the guy. I'd rather have a guy like Kevin Love come to Milwaukee than LeBron James. Yeah, I said it. I said that loud and clear. All right, sticking with the Bucks, I did want to mention the Sean Sweeney hire. I think it is not a big deal. I wrote about it. It's coming out after this podcast. Not that WI, it's a website. But basically, I don't really understand why Bucks Twitter got in all a tizzy that Sean Sweeney kept his job. I have no idea why this is a big deal. I have no idea why this is a story. I just think that, you know, Sean Sweeney is going to be in a lesser role. Sean Sweeney is not going to be the right-hand man to Mike Budenholzer. Mike Budenholzer has right-hand man. His name is Darvin Ham, former Milwaukee Buck, or Darvin Hall, as I called him on Twitter on accident. Thanks for Henny for calling that one out. But they aren't going to have Sean Sweeney be like one of the top assistants. He's going to be an assistant. I think they gave him an option. I think Sweeney decided he wanted to keep working with Giannis. I know that they're going to have other guys working with Giannis. Also, Mike Budenholzer now gets an inside look at how everybody is. Now, granted, Sweeney might have biases and whatever, but he's going to tell Budenholzer, like, hey, look, here's kind of how John Henson works. Here's how so-and-so works. Like, it is good to keep somebody on the inside so you know what the hell is going on. Now, Sweeney could still take another job. I mean, the Detroit job is still open. I believe the Toronto job's still open. There are a few jobs that are still open right now in the NBA. He's not going to get a head coaching job, let's be real here. But it's, what's to say if Jason Kidd ends up being Detroit's head coach, which still could happen, which would be low-key hilarious. He would definitely probably go to Detroit, and which, fine. I mean, you know, whatever. But at least right now, this gives Mike Budenholzer good intel on what's going on in the Bucks. I don't think he's a sleeper cell agent. I think Bucks Twitter will get into their cups a little bit and start saying that sort of shit, because that's what Bucks Twitter does. They just go for just fruit that's unreachable, and they just try to reach at shit that really isn't there. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. I love and hate Bucks Twitter at the same time. They're so much fun, but they're so goddamn frustrating, because it is just sometimes the dredges of the internet, and it's become just such a thing with the community here. And I don't think it's anything that we should really get ourselves that too involved with, because that is it's not something to like cry about. I think we can all just agree to just settle ourselves down a little bit. Sean Sweeney is fine, and that Mike Budenholzer obviously has most of his guys from Atlanta. The NBA is probably ending tonight. The Cavs Warriors game 4. I'd be shocked if the Cavs end up getting a win. I think the Cavs should play Kendrick Perkins. I think Kendrick Perkins should suit up and goon out. Like, why even fuck not at this point? Everything is, you have to do something. And it would be the most, if LeBron, and I know this will not happen, I just want to make this clear, but if LeBron somehow comes back from 3-0 down, that's the greatest. It's better than anything Michael Jordan did. I swear to God, I 100% believe that. We don't need to talk about it anymore. But if he somehow does that, I mean, just shut it down. Just shut it the fuck down, guys. All right, let's wrap it up with previewing the Brewers and Phillies. That starts tonight, Friday evening. Julius Chacin heads to the mound to face the Philadelphia Phillies. Chacin was much better in his last start in Chicago. He looked really good after a rough start against New York. Velasquez goes for the Phillies. Vince Velasquez, he's been rolling. He's been pitching really well. The strikeouts have been on fire. He's a guy who could get 8 to 10 strikeouts against the Brewers' bats, so you got to watch out for that. But the Philadelphia bats have been just as quiet as Milwaukee's bats. So the real question is which team is going to break out? And it's a ballpark for hitting. It is definitely not one of those parks where the Brewers will have to, you know, manufacture runs. They can get balls out of this ballpark, so they will have that chance. Jake Arrieta goes on Saturday. We had a really interesting Jake Arrieta discussion yesterday on Tapping the Keg. So I do recommend going back to listen to that. Arrieta was awesome for the month of May. He got shelled on Sunday against the Giants, so we'll see which Jake Arrieta shows up. He has great numbers against the Brewers for his career. Brent Suter goes for the Brewers. If you missed the Brewers doing their Dumb and Dumber impression, which I probably should have blogged, but I didn't. Amazing. Unbelievable by Brent Suter and the Brewers. And then we'll see who pitches for Milwaukee on Sunday. It seems like they're going to get their rotation in sort of order for the Cubs series and get themselves ready for that big Chicago series, which is upcoming next week, which we're getting excited for. Zach Eflin goes for Philadelphia. He's been trash. So definitely there's some opportunity for the Brewers to take advantage here. They are 1-4 on this road trip. You'd like to just see a couple wins, and if it's 3-5 for this road trip, not great, but not like terrible either. So yes, you gotta try to win this series. This is definitely a series to win. Get some momentum going into that series. The Cubs could be tied for the division when this game starts at 6. They play a 1:20 start against Pittsburgh, and they are only a half game back of the Milwaukee Brewers. So they are definitely at the doorstep, and they're definitely playing well. And it figures that the Brewers and Cubs really should be tied when they get together next week. Next week's going to be a wild week for me, just work-wise and everything. I'm probably going to do my first phone podcast in a hotel room on Monday night. I've said this before, and then I bitch out. Not happening. You got to tape after Brewers Cubs We'll have it for you. I'm going to figure out how to get it on the internet. It might take me a while, but I'll get there. Trust me. All right, guys. Well, that'll wrap us up. You guys take care. You have a good Friday. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't know if we'll do it before or after the brewery game. Probably before. I think I'm going to be going out and about day drinking in the afternoon. So you'll probably get it before. Maybe we'll go a little deeper on the whole Jake Arrieta thing in a prelude to game number two for the Brewers. And obviously wrap up either the NBA or the NBA Finals, one of the two. All right, guys, take care. Have a good Friday. Snow Taps where you can find us. Bye.